Welcome to the Outreach Mass. O my God, I come before you with all my restrictions and my pain. I ask you to have mercy on your servant. Be my companion in my sorrows, my hope in my anguish, and my friend in my joy. In this Outreach Mass, grant me the grace to hear your word and worship your Son at Holy Communion. Bless my neighbors. Bless those who provide the Outreach Mass. Bless the Diocese of Lansing and all who, through their prayers and support, make this televised Mass possible. We ask this through Christ our Lord. Amen.
Today we are at the fourth Sunday of Advent, right? Which is always usually pretty short, right? We're almost done with the Advent season, and today is a great day to think, look back, right? How have we done, right? How has been this season of preparation, right? Have we been preparing well, right? Have we been staying awake, right? Waiting and hoping for our Lord, or has this season been like any other? It's a great question to ask because Advent, our time, our lives should look differently than when we started. If it hasn't, still a little bit of time. But this is a privileged season in which our lives should be changing. Right? There should be more God in our lives now than they were before. But so often, right, Advent is a blur, right? So often Advent is like 2 days and we don't do anything. Nothing changes, right? Because we're already focused on Christmas. We're already focused on the decorations, on the parties, on the presents, right? We're already at the joy. You can forget about preparation. But when we do that, we start taking kind of God out of our lives little bit by little bit. And it might not be intentional, it might not be obvious. It might be in very, 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 very small ways. But when we stop really taking Advent as the season it's supposed to be, things start to go a little haywire. We start living our lives on our own, right? Not trusting the Lord. Not having him at our center as that foundation. And we become very much like Ahaz in our first reading. And I love this reading. And sadly, we don't get to hear the beginning of it. But Ahaz, as he is kind of king, there's multiple kingdoms about to come to attack him. And it seems almost hopeless that they're going to survive. So he's freaking out, naturally. But the Lord says to him, basically, don't be afraid. Do not be afraid, right? These two kingdoms, the Lord actually calls them two smoldering stubs of firewood. That's what the Lord calls these kingdoms. These people that are coming up against you, they're nothing. Smoldering pieces of firewood, right? Do not be afraid. It will not take place. It will not happen. Don't be afraid. That's what the Lord's saying. Now, Ahaz is still afraid. He's still terrified. Because that's why we get our, where it starts off in our reading. Right? The Lord says, okay, ask. Ask for a sign. Right? I will once again show you that I'm here. And Ahaz says, no, I'm not going to tempt the Lord. I'm not going to ask. Now, that seems like a good thing, right? We don't want to tempt the Lord, right? We don't want to suppose, you know. But that's not what Ahaz means. Right? Ahaz is being a little prideful because he doesn't want the answer. He's like, no, I'm not going to do it because I know if I ask, you're going to prove your point. He's still holding on to his own. He's still doing it on his terms. That's what happens when we don't keep God at the center of our life. And that's why God responds, right? Okay, you're not going to ask, I'm going to tell you. Right? I'm going to show you why you can trust me. And he gives this beautiful prophecy that we hear again and again, especially in this Christmas season in preparation. Right? The virgin shall conceive and bear a son and shall name him Emmanuel. Right? That's going to be the sign. Right? That's how you're going to know that I am here. This is why you can trust me, why you can believe, why you can have faith in me. Right? That's what this Advent season is supposed to be about. To get to a point where we can actually believe that, we can actually hold on to that. And so maybe we haven't been doing a good job this Advent season, right? I get it. There's a lot of things that I wanted to do to prepare that I did not. But are we different than when we started? That's the whole goal. That's the whole point, to prepare. And so if you haven't, right, there's still time. There's 4 days. I think 4 days, right? I think it's 4 days. We have time. Not a lot, but we have time. And that's why maybe we need to be a little bit more like St. Joseph. Right? Because in our gospel, we get a very similar thing. We have someone else who is up against seemingly impossible odds. Right? There's no way that this could possibly happen. Right? There's no way that things could turn out any differently than what it looks like. And yet God says once again, right, be not afraid, right, don't worry, I'm here, trust me. And he gives him once again a beautiful prophecy that gets fulfilled and says the exact same thing. Behold, a virgin will conceive and bear a son, and shall name him Emmanuel, which means God is with us. Right, how often do we forget that? Okay, as a side note. Right, God is with us, folks. Let us remember that. Right, so let us be more like St. Joseph rather than Ahaz. Because St. Joseph, after the Lord said, be not afraid, I'm going to show you why you can believe me. Right, I can give you the proof why you can trust me. Because then right after that encounter, Joseph awoke and he did as the angel of the Lord had commanded and took his wife into his home. He took that child into his home. Saint Joseph can be our model. Right, as we're striving to prepare in these last days, as we're striving to really keep God at the center of our life. Let us be like St. Joseph, who did a couple things. He wasn't afraid after the Lord told him what to do. But two, he actually did what the Lord asked him to do. We got to follow through. But I think ultimately, especially as we're in the season, we have to take Mary into our homes. Or we have to build a relationship with Mary, because it's through her that we get her son, our Savior, Jesus. And so maybe, as we've been preparing, or maybe not been preparing, maybe between now and Christmas, which is, once again, I think 4 days. Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. I think it's 4 days. Maybe we pray a rosary. Right, maybe we ask for Mary's intercession. Right, maybe we take an active role in bringing her into our lives. Because in turn, we start bringing Jesus into our lives in a very real and practical way. So once again, that's what Advent has been about. Preparing. Right? Waiting and hoping, getting ready for when our Savior comes. There's still time. So let us never forget that Jesus Christ, He is Emmanuel. He is with us. So in these last few days of preparation, let us strive to be like St. Joseph while there's still time.